Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker. This morning I want to read a couple verses from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 and 56. It says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. And what this verse is saying, it's asking, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. And then verse 57 says, But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, most people are afraid of wasps because they have a stinger. But most people are not afraid of a fly. But you take a wasp or bee or hornet, most people are going to run because they are afraid. Why? Because they have a stinger. And we all know that if you get stung by a bee or a wasp or a hornet, that it's going to hurt. You know, some people even have reactions to it. You know, for example, I have an uncle that he needs to carry a shot with him wherever he goes, because if he gets stung with a wasp, by a wasp or a bee, he just immediately starts swelling up and he'll shut off his breathing. And so he needs to take the shot immediately. And so he's very afraid of wasps because it's not a pleasant experience if he gets stung. But our verse here is saying the sting of death is sin. Death also has a stinger. And we need to take heed to what the Bible says. It says that death has a stinger. But praise be to God that that stinger can be removed. You know, Jesus Christ came into this world and died to remove the sting of death. Our verse 57 says, But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Romans chapter 3, verse 25 says, Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. You know, God set forth his Son to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. You know, through the blood of Jesus Christ, you and I can have that stinger removed. And I praise God that my stinger has been removed because I repented and have faith in his blood. In Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. 1 Peter 1:19 says this. I'll start in verse 18. For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. And Revelations 5:9, And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests who shall reign on the earth. And so here we have the key how that we can remove our stinger. You know, we can be washed and cleansed by the blood. And when we are by faith in his blood cleansed and washed from our sins, the sting of death is removed. And so this morning, maybe you've When you think of death, maybe it strikes fear in your heart, but it doesn't have to. You can remove that stinger through our Lord Jesus Christ. As verse 57 says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Come to Jesus Christ, and he will remove the sting of death. May God bless you, and thank you for listening.